I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Just ahead, our moms talk about that Delaware pediatrician who is accused of abusing more than 100 kids who had been under his care. We'll talk about the kinds of things parents can do to protect their children. Our conversation will include pediatrician Dr. Marilyn Corder. That's just ahead. But we begin on a happier note. Last night's historic win for the University of Connecticut women's basketball team, the Huskies. The Huskies shattered their own record for most consecutive wins in women's college basketball. Last night, they won their 71st game, all of them by more than 10 points. They soundly defeated Notre Dame by a final score of 59-44, and this was after one of their players, sophomore Caroline Doty, took a fall just a minute before the end of the game.
UConn 1 minute away from 71 straight wins. Doty took a hit and went down. Geno is livid that there was no.
Geno being head coach Geno Auriemma, here to talk more about this historic victory and how the Huskies have come to dominate women's basketball is Tondalea Wilder, who follows women's sports from Miami. Her radio production and PR company is called She Got Game, and she's with us now. Hi there. Blood pressure back down?
Oh, barely.
You know, that Notre Dame was within 10 points of UConn with less than 4 minutes to go. Now, a margin like that almost qualifies as a win when playing against the Huskies. So how did the Huskies pull it off?
Well, you know what? This is a team that knows how to win. I mean, and they're used to winning. The Huskies are the Goliaths of women's college basketball right now. I mean, if you look at them, they're big, intimidating, unbeaten. I think they actually psych most teams out before they even hit the court. And, you know, as we heard, they've got excellent leadership in Coach Geno Auriemma. They've got the two best players in the nation, Maya Moore, who's an explosive dunker, and Tina Charles, a virtual scoring machine, and a supporting cast that, frankly, Michelle, would have most college coaches in the league salivating.
Well, why is that, though? What explains this dominance year after year? Is it aggressive recruitment? Is it what is it?
It is. It's all of that. And, you know, the top players want to play for Geno Auriemma. You know, the team is very disciplined. You know, they just have an incredible record. They're a dynasty within themselves. And, you know, who wouldn't want to be there? Who wouldn't want to play college basketball on that level? And frankly, you could take that entire team right now and they could probably be a WNBA team. That's how good they are.
And as I understand it, though, that they're focusing more on the Big East championship game tonight against ninth-ranked West Virginia. At least that's what they say. Yeah. They say that they're more focused on tonight's game than they are about on the streak. Do you believe
they
that?
Yeah, that's what makes UConn so great, because they're so disciplined. They're like that. They're very tunnel vision in their focus. They don't go and celebrate after these victories. You know, they celebrate in the locker room and that kind of thing. But Coach Auriemma has them very, very focused, and it's all about winning the big thing, you know, winning the championship, winning the Big East tournament. It's not just necessarily about the streaks. It's great to have, but that's how they end up being so unbeatable.
Do you think that they are setting a standard for women's basketball, or just people just assume it's sui generis? I guess I think I'm more interested in the question of whether this kind of thing brings more respect to the women's game.
Well, you know, it's kind of debatable, because some people say UConn's dominance is a double-edged sword. On the one hand, to see one team do so well and roll over opponents, you know, night after night, game after game, it's fun to watch, and it's good for the game because people want to see just how good they really are. On the other hand, when one team takes over like this, it makes you wonder about the overall quality of play within the league. You know, do these other teams really need to raise the level of their game? And do we really want to see one team crushing opponents after opponent every time with double-digit wins? I say no streak lasts forever. UConn's dominance right now is good. They've raised the bar, and other teams have to figure out what they need to do to beat them. Better recruiting, more analysis, be more hungry, whatever. And I don't see it any different than Tiger Woods' dominance on the golf course or the Yankees' dominance in baseball. But I do think, Michelle, what would make this more entertaining is a major rivalry. And at one time, we did have that with Tennessee. And if you remember, Tennessee in the past, under the tutelage of the great Pat Summitt, went undefeated as well.
Sure. And finally, in the minute and a half we have left, I did want to ask you about another sort of controversy in women's basketball, and that's that famous punch thrown last week by a player at Baylor when Baylor was playing Texas Tech. And the player in that case was suspended, not just for one game, which is standard, but for two by her own coach. I wanted to ask you about that incident. I mean, a lot of people have sparked some discussion about whether, you know, the women are now acting like the guys and sort of bringing this level of intensity to the court. Other people are saying, well, why wouldn't you expect that in a hard-fought game? What's your take on this?
Well, I think it's much ado about nothing. I mean, I think it's an isolated incident. You know, there's no question about it. The league is a lot more competitive now. You know, the stakes are higher, you know, but, you know, for the most part, it's been a great positive league, and the women have conducted themselves in a positive manner. So, you know, I think it's an isolated incident.
You think it's gotten too much attention, not enough attention, should get more attention?
You know,
it's front page news and sports pages,
yeah,
which women's basketball rarely is.
Right, exactly. So there's that draw because now more people are interested, you know, but in not a good way. So I just, again, I think it's much ado about nothing. I think we need to focus on things like this, UConn's dominance, 70 straight wins, and, you know, people raising the bar, you know, and watching these great, talented women do what they do. They got game.
Yes, ma'am. I heard the scolding there. I heard the scolding. I hear you. Yes, ma'am.
Excuse me.
I'm just asking. Tondalea Wilder heads She Got Game, a Miami-based PR and radio production company, and she joined us from Miami. Tondalea, thank you.
Thank you, Michelle.